Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM. Hey, right here on KGYM. We're going to talk golf with you here in just a few moments. But some news of the day, some big news coming out of Iowa City. We'll get to about Gary Barta, Iowa Athletic Director. And so we'll kick off the program with that and then get to some golf talk. It's all coming up right here on the Gym Class, presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Welcome into the Gym Class here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Rick Swan from Smart FM will be joining us as we get into the Caddy Smack portion of the program here today, and that'll be coming up here in just a couple of moments. As I mentioned, we are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road at C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Locally owned and operated, stop on by. After work, stop by with friends, stop by with family, what have you, and tell them Scott, Mark, Kyle, everybody at KGYM sent you. And Mark, great day. We're going to hear a little bit in a couple of moments from our excursion to the southeast side and Lunchbox Heroes today. It's a beautiful day out there. It's a little bit of breeze, and couldn't have been a whole lot better for August the 7th.
Not really. We're ending towards the end of our tour on the Lunchbox Heroes visits in the quarter, Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, and this is a really good one. 70-some workers that we fed and actually had conversations with, and they want to know about your high school sports previews.
They did. They wanted to know about some football today.
Yeah, so it was fun interacting with them and feeding them and telling them thanks for the progress, and they're making tremendous progress on that Harris building on the southeast side.
Boy, it looks good down there, too. It looks very, very nice in that neighborhood. Hertina Stocker Jeweler text line available to you out there at 319-366-1600. Hertina Stocker Jewelers, located on the Penn Mall in Iowa City. And the reason I give the number is the fact that we're going to let you know about the big news of the day coming out of Iowa City early this morning. Bruce Harreld, the president of the University of Iowa, announcing that Gary Barta, Iowa Athletic Director, has picked up a contract extension and also a pay raise as far as Gary is concerned. This new contract will take him through the year 2024 and basically raising the pay from $800,000 to $1 million a year, and then that will go up incrementally, I think, in 2022, 2023, or maybe 21, 22, and 23. And this based on the fact that Iowa had a very good athletic year, both on the field, court, what have you, diamond, and also off with something like well over 200 student-athletes, all academic, whether it be Big Ten or just what have you out there. So those are the reasons why the university decided to go with this here today.
Those are important things, but Gary Barta is a polarizing figure among the Iowa fan base, I think.
Oh, very much so.
I mean, you've got people wincing today and some people shrugging their shoulders and some that really are quite indifferent, but I view this as a keeping up with the Joneses type thing. According to a 2018 USA Today database, there were 17 athletic directors in the country making $1 million or more. And this is when Barta was making $800,000. There could be more now in the last year that received raises that put them over the million. So let's just say Barta
is gonna be around 20.
Squeezed into the top 20.
Right.
Is that a good position for him? Is he worth it? That's up for you to say. 319-366-1600. We've got a poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, dealing with this particular news. How do you feel about Gary Barta's contract extension? We'll give you three choices. well-deserved, indifferent, or not a fan. And thanks to Emo's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Yeah, and already the texts are starting to come in as far as people's feelings of Gary Barta are concerned. This probably goes back to the whole Gary Dolphin situation and how that was handled a little bit. Maybe some things as far as the game day experience is concerned, as far as Gary Barta is concerned. I look at it this way. You're going to have your detractors always in 2019, and there are some things that, frankly, have not gone well as far as the Iowa Athletic Department is concerned. You go back to the whole lawsuit and things like that, being one of them, but also some game day experiences and whatnot. But if you are in your job, Mr. Mark Duke, say we're in our job right here, and say listenership goes up X number, wouldn't you be in line for a pay raise?
You would think so. I mean,
I can see it as far as that is concerned.
I've always been somewhat puzzled by the fact that folks equate money, earnings, salary to the ultimate job performance. I mean, this is what the standard is for athletic directors in the country. $1 million is a lot of money.
True.
There's no question about it. But this is pretty much the standard for Power 5 athletic directors. If Gary Barta is not doing a good job, why do you disagree? And I wish we had more time to take your texts on this. What has he done wrong? What is he doing wrong? What is he doing right?
Graduation rate at 90%,
mm-hmm.
As far as the athletes are concerned. And like we said, with the all-academic honors that the Iowa athletes have gotten, Iowa women's basketball getting to the Elite Eight this year. Iowa men getting to the NCAA tournament. Football doing what they have done. Baseball on a good arc right now. Wrestling, top five, want to do better.
Golf, solid.
Golf, very solid as well. Back in the NCAA regionals. So, you know, I can see both ends of the spectrum. I guess I'm sitting right on the fence as far as this is concerned, but I know the text line is going out there at 319-366-1600 here at 10 after 3, and throw a couple of those out, Mark.
Cyclone Tim weighing in. Congratulations, Barta. Parentheses, Cyclone fans are ecstatic. Well, why, Tim? You know, we chuckle, but why?
Jamie Pollard's not making $1 million. Jamie Pollard announced today, maybe not an accident, that Iowa State has set a new record as far as season football ticket sales are concerned. And like I said, probably not an accident, but it's out there. Jamie Pollard is probably the worst thing for Gary Barta right now. Because a lot of people that follow the University of Iowa see what Jamie Pollard has done at Iowa State with his hiring practices, with everything as far as the game day experience is concerned. What Iowa State does with their fan base around the state of Iowa, mm-hmm. et cetera. And I think ultimately you're going to compare Iowa and Iowa State. And I think that's probably the worst situation for Gary Barta right now.
Badger Mike on the text line in response to Cyclone Tim, so are Badger fans. Mike and Tim, why? Tell us why. Are you just being sarcastic?
Show your work. 319-366-1600. As we're going to talk some golf coming up here in just a little bit. And we'll welcome in Rick, and we're going to talk with Ellen Port as well, who's going to be here in town for the United States Women's Senior Amateur. And she talked with us yesterday live from Pinehurst down in North Carolina. She was playing Pine Needles and then Pinehurst. That's not a bad doubleheader down there. And the U.S. Women's Senior North-South, and all she did was have a 15-shot lead going into the final round. So I hope she held on. And we'll talk with her coming up. She's a fascinating woman, just a fascinating woman. And Rick and I got to meet her a couple months ago at the luncheon for the U.S. Senior Women's Open. But we'll get to golf coming up in a little bit.
Afternoon baseball today, typical on a Wednesday. The Braves leading the Twins 9-3, putting a hurt on Minnesota the last couple days. Your Chicago White Sox, Scott, end of the eighth, leading Detroit 8-0.
Boy, we play Detroit every day.
Toronto up on Tampa Bay 4-1 in the ninth. Houston burying Colorado 10-2 in the sixth. The Cubs leading Oakland 9-1 in the sixth inning. Dodgers and Cardinals scoreless. Washington on top of San Francisco early, 1-0. A final, red-hot Mets.
Oh, the Mets.
Beating the Marlins 7-2.
The New York Mets, folks.
They've got a little ways to go to get into the wild card, but I don't think anybody wants to face that pitching staff.
No, you do not want to see that pitching staff coming in October. And that's what the Mets are offering right now. Now, they spent a lot of energy to get back up there. Can they keep it going? That's going to be the question.
One more final. Cleveland beat Texas 2-0 in the first game of a doubleheader. A game rained out last night. They'll play two there. Second game later on.
Nothing like a day-night doubleheader in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
in the heat. 319-366-1600. A couple more minutes here before we move on and get to golf. If you'd like to comment about the extension for Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta here today. And like I said, a lot of people commenting on it today as far as social networking is concerned and whatnot. And to be brutally honest with you, it's probably about 65-35 against having the pay raise. But like I said, I can see both ends of the spectrum, and I think that Gary, you cannot take away the things that he has as far as graduation rates and whatnot, and all academic and the success on and off the field.
Early results, it's 50-50. Between not a fan and indifferent, in our poll question.
That's
the other option, well-deserved.
And we'll get a couple people, I'm sure, that'll say well-deserved out there. We'll see. 319-366-1600 as Iowa rewards Gary Barta today, and he'll be there, the way it sounds, at least through 2024.
Still haven't seen any or heard any explanation as to why. Why would people not be a fan?
Let Mark know.
I have an idea, but I want to know from you.
Let Mark know. Let him know out there. And keep those texts coming as we get into the golf portion of things here on Caddy Smack here today. All right, 15 past the hour of 3. We're going to take a break, come back, and we'll have Caddy Smack on the gym class for you coming up right after this here on KGYM.
I'm Kelly Edmonds. I'm the project manager for Rinderneck Associates. We're the general contractor for the project. The project is about 3 months from completion. Halloween is our target for turnover. It's about 60,000 square feet, a little bit more. It's going to house the county's, Linn County's Child and Youth Development and Linn County's Public Health Department. There's conference rooms, there's a gym, there's offices, an amazing playground when it's done. We're cleaning up the outside, as you can see. We're going to start doing some paving here and some exterior work on the building. So in a couple weeks, it's really going to change the look out here. We have some of our big ones. We have Modern Piping, Modern Sheet Metal, Hawkeye Electric, Rachi Construction is doing all of our grading work, Rex Concrete for all the paving. We got some really good subcontractors, really good vendors out here, and everything is going really well.
Another edition of Lunchbox Heroes today on a beautiful, beautiful August day, Mark. And we were on the southeast side of Cedar Rapids revisiting a location from a year ago. And boy, you talk about a difference in appearance from one stop to the next stop. That's what we had today.
Yeah, it was the epitome of progress, actually, is the Harris Building over there on 10th and 6th on the southeast side. And met about 70 workers. And had some questions about the high school football season.
Oh, yeah.
Ran into one of my old neighbors. A lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And big thanks to all the great sponsors throughout the spring and the summer that have helped out as far as Lunchbox Heroes are concerned. And that would be our presenting sponsor, of course, Built by Pros, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, United Rentals, Star Equipment, Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling Company, UFG Insurance, Chick-fil-A, Lindale Mall, I'm On Communications, Acme Tools, Air Gas, and, of course, all of us at KGYM and Smart FM. Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Your life is full, with good friends and family topping the list. Create an even more welcoming space for them with elegant cabinetry from Decora. Meticulously handcrafted, solid hardwood, custom milled cabinets. Whether you envision a gleaming new kitchen, impressive entry, or updated entertaining area, Decora has discriminating details at an approachable budget. And throughout August, receive free premium finishes on Kemper and Decora cabinetry at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, and at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Now it starts at noon, and you just need to call by 11:30 to enter. The entry fee is $30, and there are no green fees. Plus, all entries are returned. Play is on a Stableford format, which gives every golfer a chance to win, regardless of ability. There will be team, individual, and skin winners. The Wednesday game is the best game in town, and it's only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
It's Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, talking local and national golf from the first tee to the 19th hole. Here are Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, and Rick Swan.
Back with you on Caddy Smack in the Gym Class here on KGYM at 19 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Rick Swan will be in as well periodically. And Brian Haas joining us from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside, one of our great sponsors, as well as the St. Andrews Golf Club, Manna Colonies Golf Club, and of course, Austed's Golf Cedar Rapids. And Brian joining us after a very successful Iowa Open on and off the course at Blue Top Ridge.
Oh, thank you.
Down there. And congratulations to you, the runner-up in the senior division of the Iowa Open.
Yeah, it was fun. Fun to, like, go back and have those feelings again, like I can play golf and have it last for a while.
I want to ask you, Brian, because most of us have been in the position, we get off to a lousy start.
Right, I did that.
You three rounds for this tournament. Your first nine holes, you were five over through the first eight holes.
Yeah.
The last 46, you played in seven under.
I know.
With a double.
What were you thinking on the 19?
I don't know. And some of it, in my position with, and I'm not going to blame it on that because I don't know why, to be honest. But the reality was is when you have it at your host, you're the host and it's at your facility and you want to have a good show. And not necessarily the playing part of it, just the facility. You want the facility to shine. You want everything to go perfectly, the show of the tournament. You want that whole thing to look great. And so you have a lot of thoughts going on before you get out for that first round. So I'm not going to totally blame it on that, but it was maybe a combination of a lot of things. And honestly, I really don't play that much anymore. I'm down to about nine holes a week, and so I teasingly say I'm a nine-holer, but the reality is that's about what I play every week.
Mm-hmm. Those last 46 had to be a lot of fun.
They were a lot of fun, and you get those feelings of old times and like back in the day, you know, some of those catchphrases we use. And I had it, and I hung on to it and caught it and still feel that way. I had my nine holes of the week just last night, and it continued, you know, so that I've caught it and I'm hanging on to it right now. So it's a lot of fun.
And that's what makes golf great, because whether you're pro or amateur, and it doesn't matter if it's golf or it's hitting a baseball or what have you, but when you are in that zone, I mean, you don't even have to think about it. You just go up there and you know where it's going to go. You know how far it's going to go. And it's just, you're zeroed in.
And I was actually just, the only thoughts I had from really hole nine on in that first round where I started my birdie streak was just, where am I going to hit the ball to on the green?
Right.
You know, it was really just a pointed direction was all it was. That was my only thought.
Yeah. A lot of satisfaction being the host for the tournament, but one of the areas probably most likely was the Iowa Hawkeyes' prevalence on the leaderboard. Matthew Walker winning it, and plenty of others who I know you've spent some time with
Shockey,
did well.
Carson Shockey, Brian Bullington was there, Barrett Keplin was there. There was a bunch of Hawkeyes in town. So if nothing else, just for me, it was nice to see them all home again and get to hang out with them for a few minutes and just catch up. We see each other, obviously, on social media, but it's just nice to see them face-to-face.
Describe what you told us before we went on the air in terms of Matthew Walker won it.
Right.
He finished before there's another group, at least, to come in.
Yeah, so besides being a Hawkeye, a Tumwa boy, so somewhat local. Yep, and what was your question again?
The closest pursuer was two strokes back of him, Gavin Hall.
Yeah, Gavin.
Playing the last hole.
From, I believe, Texas University, yep. Where Spieth played. And, you know, it was pretty neat. So he hit a drive into 122 on 18, which does not play easy. And I'm not sure what he hit at 122, probably some sort of sand wedge, and he holed out to get into the playoff. He hit it in to go shoot nine.
He had to hit it in, and he hit it in.
And he hit it in.
And you were
shooting nine under.
You were with Matthew Walker at the time that happened.
I was in the scorer's tent with Matthew and watching them finish out their scorecards and just kind of yapping all together when they told Matthew that Gavin just holed out to tie you, so be ready for a playoff. Yeah, and he just kind of
jaw dropped on the floor.
Yeah, he just didn't really say much of anything, and he goes, seriously?
Well, the odds of that happening, you know, the odds, first of all, that Hall is going to hit it in on the second shot, the odds that he was two behind when he did it, the odds that Matthew Walker just turned pro, was looking for his first check, looking for his first win. I mean, this was just a perfect storm almost against Matthew Walker.
It was. And, you know, he had a really rough year the year previous, his senior year. His father passed away, and it was just a tough year for him. So this was kind of an awesome coming out, you know, get past that year and move on and with some success. And so we headed out to number 18, and Gavin drew number one to hit off the tee. And unfortunately, his ball caromed into that fairway bunker on the right, and he had to lay up to the green. So he hit something into about 12 feet. Matthew hit a 2-iron off the tee, hit it to about 150 yards, and I'm sure he plunked some sort of a pitching wedge into the green there to 8 feet. So Gavin did not make his putt for par, and so Matthew had an easy two-putt to go home with $25,000.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. And like I said, there was a lot of black and gold walking around.
There was.
In that final round out at Blue Top Ridge.
Yeah, not to mention the coaches were even out. Yeah, so Coach Tyler was out and his assistant, and it was good to see them. And they're following some possible new recruits that were also playing amateur on the amateur side of the Iowa Open. So there was a lot of Hawkeyes there. And maybe future.
Yeah. And, oh, by the way, congratulations to Coach Stith, because he also picked up a little pay raise as well since the end of the golf season.
That's he deserves every penny of it.
Yeah. Yeah. 319-366-1600. We're going to get your questions for Brian coming up here in just a little bit. If you have a question about your game, what have you. And we'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. FedEx Cup playoffs get started this week.
Exciting.
Believe it or not.
I know. With all the big events being over, that's what we have to look forward to now, I guess. And that's kind of what they laid it out as. So the FedEx Cup is now what we're watching.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for ESPN.com, on tomorrow's show from Liberty National, where he is at. Up there where the first of the three events is taking place.
You going to ride your little hot streak this week, too?
No, I can't go.
Iowa PGA Senior Professional Championship.
I have work, unfortunately. So I couldn't sign up. They even called me and said, why aren't you on the list?
Now, where is that being played?
Glens Creek.
Glens Creek, yes.
Mm. Oh, nice golf course over there.
Right.
Scott County Park.
And I feel like it lends itself to my type of game as well, so I know it would have fit my eye okay, and I just unfortunately can't go.
There's nothing worse than when you're playing good golf and you can't play.
Right.
There's nothing worse out there than that. Speaking of good golf, we're going to take a break, and we're going to hear from Ellen Port, who is going to be in town coming up for the United States Women's Senior Amateur that's going to be taking place at the Cedar Rapids Country Club at the end of the month of August, this month here, as they're going to be vying. She'll be vying for her eighth USGA championship.
That's amazing.
An amazing woman, and Rick and I had a chance to meet her a couple months ago at the luncheon out at the Cedar Rapids Country Club for the U.S. Senior Women's Open, and then we had a chance to talk with her yesterday from Pinehurst, where she is down playing the U.S. Women's Senior North-South Amateur.
And you said a 15-shot lead.
And she had a 15-shot lead.
Wow.
So that tells you how well she is playing. And we're going to hear from her coming up next here on Caddy Smack and the Gym Class. So stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
I'm bored.
Already, Dad?
I want to do something fun together.
Video games?
Nah.
Ride bikes?
Tired of it.
Run through the sprinkler. Waterfall National Mini Golf?
Yes! Waterfall National!
Okay, we can do that.
Woohoo! Waterfall National Mini Golf!
Bust the summer boredom for your family at Waterfall National Mini Golf.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's go now.
I'm not ready yet!
Part of Airport National Golf on Wright Brothers Boulevard, Cedar Rapids.
Hurry up!
Dad!
Honey, did you pack my headphones?
Yep.
Did you pack the aspirin?
Sure did. It's right here.
Did you take the car to Linder Tire for a checkup?
Definitely. They checked our tire pressure and tread for free.
Okay. Ready, kids? Let's hit the road.
Stop by Linder Tire in North Liberty or Iowa City for your road trip checkup. Find our deals on Facebook or our website, lindertire.com.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Not yet.
Linder Tire. We can't get you there faster, but we can get you there safer.
This summer, take the road trip to complete your baseball stadium bucket list.
And when you do, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham Hotels,
where you can now earn and redeem Wyndham Rewards points at La Quinta and thousands of other Wyndham Rewards properties worldwide.
Plus, free bright side breakfast and the free high-speed Wi-Fi so you can stay in the work zone while you're away.
Well, with perks like these, you're going gone.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph.
Book direct at LQ.com.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who deserves to win big this season? My two cents, good drivers. I mean, that's why there's Snapshot from Progressive. Let's go to Rick for some confusing metaphors.
Look, if you put a classically trained cellist in a garage band and you tell him to play Filet Mignon, I guarantee you, the meat on that burrito ain't gonna light the candle.
Thanks for clarifying, Rick.
If you're a good driver, there's no other way to say it. You deserve discounts with Snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps. When it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Caddy Smack, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM. Scott Udash, Rick Swan,
yeah,
for right now. Mm-hmm. And we met this gal a couple months ago at the Cedar Rapids Country Club for the luncheon, and that was held for the announcement of the United States Senior Women's Amateur that's going to be coming, Rick, August.
Huge deal at Cedar Rapids Country Club. And Ellen Port is with us right now. How you doing, Ellen?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, it's great to talk with you again after we ate. We did everything but the fun part, and that is playing golf with you that day.
Yeah.
That's right. We'll have to maybe do that again sometime. The greens out of Cedar Rapids are definitely fun.
I hope so. Now, when we set this up, you're at Pinehurst, right? Playing an event this week?
I'm playing in the Women's Senior North and South. North and South is a long-lasting tournament that they've had, for years. And Pinehurst is a pretty special place. They're actually getting ready to host the Men's Men's U.S. Amateur next week. So they just hosted the U.S. Kids. So There were thousands of kids down here when I arrived on Friday.
Very nice, very nice. And well, how's the summer been going for you on the golf course since we last talked with you? A lot of balls and a lot of rounds under the bridge since a couple of months ago.
Yep. I've been playing catch up. I haven't played much golf the last 2 years because of my coaching job at Washington University in St. Louis, which some of your listeners probably are familiar with. And so I stepped away from that in a 35-year teaching and coaching and, you know, career in PE, and I've been a little sabbatical. I haven't been able to say the retired. I don't think I'm officially retired yet, but I've had a nice year off and actually have concentrated on my game a little bit more this summer, stringing some tournaments together, which is kind of how you have to get your game back. Is you can sit on the range and play casual rounds, but there's nothing quite like teeing it up and having to produce when you really need to.
Absolutely.
So I've been having a very nice summer. Got to play in the Women's Senior Open in Pinehurst and down at Pine Needles in May. Had an event in June, and then I'm kind of stringing three or four things together, which is unusual for me, and culminating getting ready for the senior amateur up at Cedar Rapids.
That is going to be August 24th through the 29th. And by the way, admission is free. No ticket is required for that event. But what a great event to have here in Cedar Rapids at Cedar Rapids Country Club. And I want to ask you really quickly, what did you think of the course when you played your practice round that day?
It's a great golf course. It's in great condition. I know they have a really good superintendent. And I actually, one of my favorite part was just running across some of the members and how much and meeting them and talking to them about their course and how much it just seems like it's a great family club. And there's a lot of really good players there. Mm-hmm. And so the green, I love the course. Donald Ross is the designer, and actually his stomping ground is down here at Pinehurst. And I haven't always had the greatest success with those type of greens and bump and runs. I'm used to a little bit different green complex, but I am bound and determined to be ready. Course is a fair course. It's in great condition. It's a perfectly suited, I think, for the women's senior game. Lengthwise, the hospitality was fantastic. So yeah. Midwest, I think it's the first time I've played in, 64 USGA events, and only, I don't even know, that there was a Mid-Am in St. Louis, but there's not been many national championships in the Midwest.
No.
And so I'm thrilled to have a four-hour drive there and for people on both coasts to experience kind of, the Midwest.
Yeah, and and like you said, we don't get a lot of these events here. We've had a U.S. Men's Senior Open in Des Moines, but I know the Cedar Rapids Country Club is starting with the Women's Senior Amateur, and they're aiming for even more USGA events. So we hope everybody comes out and helps us out as far as this event is concerned. This is kind of a home game for you, as you mentioned. You don't have far to travel from the St. Louis area.
Nope, it's a nice drive up, and we'll have women from all over the world coming in. There's 150, 148, something like that in the field, and then they have 2 days of stroke play, and then they cut to the top 64, and it goes into match play, and that's when it gets really fun to watch. And, it doesn't draw large crowds. I mean, senior women's golf, I mean, I'll be honest, but everybody that comes out always says, oh, my gosh, I didn't know it would be so much fun to watch these women and to connect with them, and we're very serious about our golf, but I do think most of these women, some have played at the professional level and gotten their amateur status back. Some of them are career amateurs. There's some really good players in the field. And so for, anybody who wants to come out and watch, that's great. But I think the members, that come out too will really enjoy watching people play their golf course and be surprised at the level of the women's game.
I would agree. And you've had a very a terrific career as far as USGA events are concerned. You played in a lot of them, but you've also won your fair share. So I know you enjoy it. You enjoy the camaraderie, and you also enjoy the tournament action. And Rick and I, you said something to us that day, at lunch that is stuck with us. It stuck with me.
Yeah, I took a lot of mental notes that day, Ellen.
And that was, you got to have fun when you're playing golf. And we've kind of used it as our motto for the summer a little bit.
Yeah, I remember you were telling a story about you went out one day and you weren't striking the ball particularly well, but you decided you were going to have the most fun out there. And the next thing you know, there you were making the cut, right?
Yeah, it was the Women's U.S. Amateur last year, and at 58 years old, there aren't too many 58-year-olds. The average age was 19. No. And so I was really proud to be the second oldest to ever make the cut. A friend of mine made it back in 1992 when she was at like a month older than me at the time. And so fun might not be the right word because nobody likes to play bad golf. I mean, it really is easy to say, well, it's not fun out here when you're, you know, not at your best. But I guess it's more of just that staying in the moment, one shot at a time, and realizing kind of the attitude is, oh, gosh, I get another chance.
Right.
You know, I didn't produce in that last one, but I get another opportunity to hit a shot, you know, and keep at this game that I love. That can be like a love-hate relationship, really.
Right.
If anybody who's played golf understands that. But I did determine that I might not be the best player in the field that week, but I could have the most enjoyment and joy and the greatest attitude of anybody out there, regardless of how I'm playing. And I did accomplish that. And so then when you get your game going and you have a good attitude, that's when really neat things can happen. I'm in the lead at the North and South by, I shot 73-70 and have a nice lead going into the second round. But I'm fiercely competitive, but I tried to keep the fun in it and the camaraderie and not miss an opportunity to get to know something about the people I'm playing with, you know, because they're amazing. When the women at the senior, actually, they're more amazing. They're doctors, they're lawyers, they're businesswomen, they're moms, you know, they've had a well-balanced life, but yet they can still play this game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a true amateur at heart. You know, people used to always ask me, the most frequent question was, why didn't you turn professional? And I started late in the game. I was 25 years old. And it was a lifestyle issue. I realized what the life of a professional woman golfer would be back in the early 90s. And I just said, I don't want that lifestyle, but I really haven't had to give up. You know, playing at a high level as an amateur has been very rewarding. And I feel very, very fortunate, you know, to have had the opportunities that I've had. And I count this next one coming up end of August as a great one as well. So I'm pumped up, if you can't tell.
We're excited for it. We're excited to have you back in town. And we're excited for this event. Again, it's August 24th through the 29th at Cedar Rapids Country Club. This is an event, if you can, get up and watch this, because it's going to be a lot of fun. And you travel, and your husband is usually your caddy, is that correct?
Well, not...
Sometimes your caddy?
Usually. I mean, I only play, you know, 3 or 4 tournaments a year, and he's got, obviously, a job that he has to support my habit, right?
Sure,
kids. We got a couple kids, one's 22, one's 20. And so he'll come. He loves coming to the senior because these women I have been playing with for the last 30 years, a lot of them. And he knows them. He knows the husbands. It's kind of like a reunion.
Right.
So he knows the people. And so he'll always come to this one. And then, of course, the big events like the Women's Senior Open and the U.S. Opens and the bigger events and the U.S. Mid-Ams, he loves caddy and the USJ events. So he's only been on my bag maybe once when I've won 7 USGA titles, but I think he's really only been on my bag maybe for 2 of them, 1 or 2 of them, because he was always back watching the kids.
Gotcha. Yeah.
It made me feel better knowing he was at home with them. It kind of freed me up to not worry as much. And so, but he'll be there with me. A lot of husbands, there'll be a few husbands on the bag, and I know some ladies are hoping that they can get some caddies. So if there's any volunteers in the audience that are interested in caddying, they might want to call the club.
Okay.
It's hard. It's hard to find enough caddies.
Yeah.
And we can ride carts. And the course is a little hilly, as you all know, a few holes.
Right.
But in the hot it can sometimes be. And so I always wait to make the determination whether I'm going to walk or ride until I kind of see what the weather's like.
Yeah, and hopefully not too hot that particular week. It's been a little hot and dry lately, but the course I know is going to be in great shape by
It'll
the time
great
the,
shape, yeah.
That the field all makes their way down there. But Ah, it's going to be fun. We can't wait to follow you out at the country club again. It'll be a good time. And again, that's the give the dates one more time, Rick.
Yeah, it's August 24th through the 29th. Cedar Rapids Country Club is the place. Admission is free. Tickets not required for this. But make some plans now to get out there for some rounds or at least, you know, a few hours of the event. And I think you're going to enjoy it, you know?
Yeah, it will be. And
and the finals, people who can't make it out, the weekend, I think, is the qualifying. So a lot of people might want work. That's fun. But I think the finals are on Thursday, and the semis are the day before. So it's really fun if we could get some people out there to watch whoever ends up, you know. It's neat because they let you kind of walk down the fairways. You know, it's a really neat atmosphere to watch and to walk along with. So I encourage people to come out and watch us.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
Book it.
Awesome.
Well, Ellen, best of luck in the North South, and we will see you in a few weeks up here in Cedar Rapids.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much, guys, for all your support.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back with more after this here on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class on KGYM.
The Home Depot Days of Doing Bath and Kitchen event is going on now, with everything you need to let the savings flow. Like the Moen Genta 4-inch faucet in brushed nickel finish for just $99. It combines a contemporary modern design with a spot-resistant finish for a beautifully clean look in your bathroom. Today is the day for doing and stylish updates at the Home Depot Days of Doing Bath and Kitchen event going on now. The Home Depot. More saving. More do it. Offer valid through October 5th while supplies last.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream. And 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can pre-order my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
3:45, back with you here on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here on KGYM. Brian Haas joining us here in studio. Rick Swann will be in as well. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is the Hertina Stocker Jeweler text line. If you have a question for Brian about your particular game as you get into the month of August, still plenty of good golf to be played. We still got three good months here.
Oh, October is some of my favorite golf time for sure.
September and October is really good golf.
Yes, I agree. And we've had great weather this August. Well, we're, 4 inches shy on rain for the month of August, but the weather's been in the 80s. We haven't seen that elusive 100, or I don't want to call it elusive, but I don't want to see it at all. Then we haven't had it.
No, we have not had it. We have not had it out there. Get your questions in for Brian. Again, 319-366-1600. If you have a question about your game, anything about the wonderful world of golf.
Right now, everybody's game is in good shape. We don't have any questions for Brian. All right, I'm planning a best shot Saturday. Best advice for me.
Wow. That, you know,
don't do things I wouldn't normally, right?
Yeah, and I think it's okay.
But why not?
I think it's okay to hit shots you wouldn't normally hit, but the biggest mistake I see is on the putting green. And players will start hitting putts a little harder than they normally hit them. And so that's not the speed that they're used to seeing the ball move on a break line. So you should putt at your normal speed, even though they'll tease you and say that, "Oh, you left it short in a scramble." and you shouldn't. I agree with that. But if you're hitting putts faster, you aren't going to make those either because you're not used to that speed on that break line. So try to putt at your normal speeds, and you will make more putts because that's the line you see for your speed that you typically putt.
Best shots. The one thing that I, over the years, have had problems with is that if you are one that probably hits it the longest,
right?
The rest of your group is telling you, "Oh, you got to rip it now. We're out in the fairway. You got to," and you learn bad habits.
You can
sometimes.
Yeah, you have to be able to separate the two for sure, and go out, have fun, hit some shots you don't normally hit, and call it a fun day.
There you go. We got some coming in now.
We do indeed. Kyle has a question for you, Brian. What percentage?
Not our Kyle.
No. What percentage of practice should be chipping and putting?
Well, depending on where you're at in your game, let's say you're an accomplished player, they're probably more in that 70-30 world, you know, more the short game. So that'd be chipping and putting in that 70% world, 30% in striking the golf ball.
Yeah, interesting. And get a practice routine as well.
Do you have any drills that you do? Like some put a couple tees down, some put coins down to mark the area or the break, I mean.
Right. Know. Those are all great drills, and I like them. For me personally, I'm not a linear player, so the lines in that don't work for me. So I do better with no line in my ball, no line in my putter. It's a very old, traditional-looking type putter because I'm a non-linear player. But the new mallets with the lines, and if you're that type of player, the gate practice that you're talking about with two tees down, so you're swinging through the gate of the two tees, is always a great motion to use. On occasion, if I feel like I'm cutting across putts, which would be my error, I will lay a stick down and putt next to the line so that I can see that I'm creating an arcing stroke that's not going across the line. So depending on what direction that, if you swing the putter out to the right, you'd want that stick in front of you, and if you swing the putter to the left, you'd want that stick behind your putter head.
It just drives me crazy. I don't think you do it, Scott. If you do, throwing you under the bus.
Sure.
You know, I have a line on your ball.
I don't have a line on my ball.
Spend forever making sure it's lined up on that line. Step away. Nope, it's not quite lined up. Come on. Come on.
I don't have – I know Brian.
That's a proven routine for a lot of accomplished
players. And it
players.
Is, and some people are linear. And we've done a lot of studies on that, and it's very important for a lot of players. So in order for them to be a good putter, a linear putter, they need those lines. They need the line on their ball. They need the line on their putters. And they just need to practice at getting the ball on the line that they intended to be on better. So their practice involves even setting their ball down.
I think we have a good question here from Corey in Urbana, and I don't know that it's been asked, at least recently. What's the correct way to address the ball on a hill? So I guess...
Hello, ball. I couldn't help myself.
Yeah, that's an old
ball
joke.
Ball above your feet, ball below your feet.
Sure.
Downhill lie, uphill lie.
Yeah, yep. So the side hill lies, if you're going uphill... I couldn't help myself, sorry. If you're going uphill, you can play that pretty naturally because you're going to catch the back of the ball easily going uphill. So you don't... If you want the ball to go high, then get your shoulders level with the ground because that's what we'll tell you most all the time. Get your shoulders level with the ground.
You take an extra club?
But in the uphill shot, you know, you could actually de-loft your club if your shoulders are level level to you and not to the ground. So you actually be de-lofting your club. So you got to be careful. You might hit that ball farther if you're going uphill. So the downhill is the tough one. That's where you got to get your shoulders going down that hill and level with your feet. And lean, if you're a right-handed player, it feels like you have all of your weight on your left leg. It feels completely left-sided, and you're pushing your shoulders down to be level because otherwise you're going to hit behind it. If your shoulders are not level with the ground, your bottom point is behind the ball. So that's the shot we typically see from the amateur that doesn't understand that. So the ball below your feet is your best bet there is just to get yourself a little bit more squatty. Sit down a little bit deeper and make a bunch of practice swings trying to hold that position, but you still have to finish and get to your left and do a complete finish. Sometimes that shot can catch your heel, so a lot of times you want to make sure that your club face is good and square so that if it does close, it doesn't go too far. And then the side hill where the ball's above your feet, a lot of times loft is a big deal there, so it's take a little less loft. Choke up on the club a little bit so that it won't spin as far left for a right-handed player because it tends to want to come off left for a right-handed player.
Yep, very much so. And it will do it.
It will, yep. So take a little loft off and that left won't be as bad. You won't have to hit the ball as hard either.
352-319-366-1600.
8593, Brian, has a pretty general question. How can I be more consistent with my irons? That's swing softer, he says.
Yeah. The consistency is really just picking a pattern, a swing pattern that you're comfortable with and you can repeat. So you got to pick a pattern. Everybody's ball either falls right or falls left. There's no such thing as a straight ball. So we'll be clear on that. So pick a pattern. So if you want to swing a few degrees left, that's fine. If you want to swing a few degrees right, that's fine. The ball has no idea if you're left-handed or right-handed, so it really doesn't matter. But you need to be consistent in whatever side of that ball you're swinging on. And when you can do that and repeat your path over and over again, that's when the consistency comes. And just keep trying to swing your hands to the target because really the club face is just an extension of your hands. And so if your hands are not moving toward that target, then they got to get moved over, whether that's left or right.
So the ball understands hello ball, but it doesn't understand left or right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it doesn't know if you're left-handed or right-handed. Yeah.
Well, and it's interesting. I used to be, I'm not cured completely, but sure. I was not a good iron player. I was not a good ball striker of the
right.
irons. You helped me out on that a great deal. Now it's to the range, and I'm trying to make sure I hit my drives somewhere in the acreage.
Yeah, so, yeah.
But it's just a matter of just be consistent. Find what works for you and go with it.
Right, and everybody's path is different. So if we grab 20 tour players right now and looked at their TrackMan numbers and stats and their swing directions and how they impact the ball, they're all going to be completely different. Then take number 1 through number 20 on the tour list. And every one of them is going to be different. You might find 3 or 4 swings in that top 20 that look similar, but on TrackMan numbers and how they actually move the club is completely different. So we are all different. And you just need to choose what your swing, what feels the best for you, and you can repeat it. And we want to keep that swing path within 3 degrees. That's where the tour players are. So if you can keep yours within 4 or 5 of zero, then I think you're doing really good as an amateur player. And the lower you can make that number, which is really just swinging your club toward the target, the better and more consistent you'll be.
Have you ever seen a pre-swing move like Matthew Wolf has?
I was just going to say Matthew Wolf is not among those 20.
Right.
I mean,
right.
he had to pick that up somewhere along the line.
Well, he was a baseball player.
Right.
He was a baseball player.
Is that
player.
Where he got it from?
Yep.
And they got a lot of twitchy things at the plate, that's for sure.
That is true. And he said it's just a timing mechanism.
Yeah, if he starts messing with his gloves, then, then I'm going to wonder.
Mike Hargrove in there.
Yeah, yeah. But, that's okay, too. But when you look at the down portion of his swing, forget everything that happens to the top. When you go look at the down portion, though, it looks pretty similar to everybody else's.
And same with Furyk.
Yep, and the numbers end up being, pretty much near zero. So they're on one side or the other, and he's swinging at his target. So that's the key to it.
It's not how you get there. It's how you finish.
It's how you finish.
Right? I don't think Brian or any other pro would recommend that move.
No, but I don't. Because, again, it goes back to what can you repeat. Mm-hmm. And in this case, he can repeat that. I can't repeat that. If I made 5 attempts at it, I might make my swing look like his one time.
I can't even do an impression of Matthew Wolf trying to hit the ball.
Right, and that's what I was saying of the 5. I'm trying to make an impression, of his swing. I don't know that I could even do it. Yeah.
Crazy stuff. Yeah, if you have one, if you have a question for Brian, get it in real quick here as we're coming to the back half of the program here. And of course, we'll have more on Gary Barta's extension coming up during local programming with Todd and Kyle coming up here in just a little bit. 319-366-1600 is That is the subject of our Emil's Hideaway poll question as well. How do you feel about Gary Barta's contract extension? Well-deserved, indifferent, or not a fan? Gary Barta going from $800,000 to $1 million starting with the next athletic cycle of 2019-2020, and the contract extension goes through 2024. Some people earlier on talking about a lot of people looking back at the Dolphin situation with the suspension and all that, and some other things as far as going back to the Tracy Griesbaum's
and give him his props for all the all academic all Americans that he's had. That's,
absolutely,
that's a great thing. I know the golf team, firsthand, and they have the majority of them are all academic.
Right, that's true.
Cyclone Jim is the only one that is showing his work right now, and perhaps there'll be more on the Todd Bromekamp show with Alex Kuhn. Jim says, "How much negative press has he had in handling the ladies' coaching situation and lawsuit? The Dolph-Fran debacle, the overall lack of game day experience in both football and basketball, and declining attendance in both. I understand that the market is dictating where Barta should be pay-wise, but you should expect better than he's delivering."
I'll say this about declining attendance. That's all over the country as far as football and basketball is concerned. I'm not going to blame that one specifically on Gary Barta. The game day experience, yeah, I'm not a big fan of a lot of things as far as the game day experience, but it's not going to be what it was in the 1980s and whatnot.
There's flames on the basketball court.
Exactly. Exactly.
Expand the width of the seat and I might consider going back.
My only advice is please, you've got...
My butt's not 18 inches, Brian.
You got 75 video screens. We can put stats for a basketball game on a couple of them.
That's right.
My thing. I know there's points and rebounds, but I want to see shooting percentages and whatnot. We close things out with 92-67. No questions, just enjoy the golf advice. So thank you.
Thank you, yes.
Get out and play, everybody. We got one more Caddy Smack coming up in a couple weeks, and we will see you on the 21st, but we might see you before that.
Yeah, let's us get out and play.
We're going to play. Everybody get out and enjoy golf out there. All right, coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk a little more golf. Bob Herrig will join us on the first day of the FedEx Cup playoffs. And also Dave Koken from Las Vegas is going to be joining us coming up on the program tomorrow. Hope everyone enjoyed it, and stay tuned. The Todd Bromekamp Show with Alex Kuhn with Todd and Kyle is coming up next.
KGYM Cedar Rapids.